You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Louisa. Have we got you there?
Hello, you have me here.
Hello. Oh, nice to hear from you. Sometimes technology is just not our mate, but I'm glad that we have got you on the line because you've just released a brand new track called Unholy Night, which has got a Christmas flavour to it. Tell us a little bit about what you've been working on, Louisa.
Yeah, I guess it's a bit of a Christmas tune. It has the word Christmas in it, you know, and it's released on the 1st of December.
Nice.
I was sort of writing it since the beginning of lockdown, so never played it before, like, live or with the band, and then we decided to record it. I started writing it before lockdown, which we had booked in to actually record it with Peter Ruddle. October, but then obviously that couldn't happen.
The novel coronavirus raised its head.
Yes, exactly.
I am a big fan of this track, and I also am a big fan of when people we love here at BFM put out Christmas songs, because they're never sort of what you expect from a Christmas song, I think. And this is kind of like, it's quite a sad song in many ways, Louisa, but it's got a very catchy chorus. I want to hear a little bit about the recording process, because as you said, it was kind of a lockdown project in many ways. How did you guys actually manage to record this track?
Yeah, so it was kind of hard because, we were in lockdown and we decided let's just do it anyway. And Peter was happy to be part of that and mix it and help us figure out where to put microphones and stuff from our home. So Mason, who plays drums, went into Wine Cellar, actually, and recorded the drums there.
Nice.
And then me and Eamon did it from our homes. But it was hard, sort of passing around ideas and little drafts and guide tracks. But, you know, when you're not actually jamming together, when you're just sending a little recording being like this, is this the vibe? I don't know. It was quite hard.
I think also when you're writing a song, maybe that's not, you know, when you've decided to write like a Christmas track, for example, you're already working in different territory a little bit. Did you find that that added a kind of a layer of complication to it for you?
Oh, for sure. Just sort of, there was like a silly version of the song that ended up sort of coming out at one point where I was like, maybe we should just make it super duper Christmas and ridiculous with tubular bells and like all that stuff and sleigh bells. And it was kind of hard. It was really hard. There's a lot of up and down. And I feel sorry for Peter being on that group chat between me and Mason Raymond, sort of passing things around the whole time and going back on ideas and la la la.
Well, considering
considering
that you recorded it separately and also mastered it separately, it doesn't really sound like that. It sounds like a really tight Louisa Nicklin and band song.
Thanks.
I'm really interested to hear about why you did decide to write a Christmas track and also why the kind of like sad tone of this song too.
I don't know what made me decide to write a Christmas song. I think I was just keen to write some music and maybe release a song, and it seemed like, oh, why not do Christmas,
why not?
Yeah, but I think the content of the song was kind of like, I work as a support worker in mental health as my other, when I'm not doing music stuff, and I think seeing Christmas through their eyes, through people's eyes that don't have a lot of people around them. Like, for myself, I'm definitely in the privileged position of, you know, having a nice family Christmas, but it's not really like that for everyone. And I think it can be quite a, even if you are in a privileged position, it can be quite a happy, sad time as well, because I think it's when everyone reflects on their year and their life, and when, if you've had people pass away, it's quite apparent and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, I think it was just a reflection on Christmas time and how it actually is a little bit happy, sad, or just a bit crummy for some people.
Yeah, totally. You've made a great video for this as well. Tell us a wee bit about this project too.
Yeah, so I worked with a friend, Charlie, who did the graphic design for my album. Once again, was a little bit tricky because it was during lockdown, so we had to kind of have not too many of us working on it. But, we wanted to do something that was, like, you're just doing a classic Christmas thing, but it's a bit hard.
Mm.
Well, maybe not a classic Christmas thing. I actually never go and cut a tree down for Christmas. but something Christmassy, but it's just a bit of a mish.
Yeah.
So hence the, like, cutting a Christmas tree down and having a bit of a mish with it and a mish with getting it home. We went to the Mesa Christmas tree farm.
Nice.
Did it there, which was pretty cool.
Every time I drive past that and it's not Christmas time, I'm sort of like, Christmas tree farm, I wonder what it's like there for the rest of the year, you know, just the trees growing.
Yeah, there are like people that live on it.
Yeah.
That's
mean.
Christmas trees smell all year round.
Oh, perpetually festive. I think that would be quite overwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a big tree. It couldn't really fit into my house properly, so Charlie took it to her flat, which is a bit bigger.
Nice.
She's got a nice little Christmas tree now. But yeah, the music video was, I've kind of gone off topic, but just sort of made just with us, and we sort of directed it and edited it together, and we're both sort of amateurs, so it's a bit DIY, but yeah, it was fun. It was something to do.
Totally. I mean, I think that's a good project. Gives you something to do, especially at the moment. It gives us something good to listen to and to watch, Louisa. If people want to get this in their lives, is it up on Bandcamp? Where's the best place for them to go and check it out?
Yeah, Bandcamp, YouTube for the video, Spotify, all those places.
Sweet. Nice. Well, I reckon we better crack into it then. This is Unholy Night by Louisa Nicklin. Thank you so much, Louisa. Great to chat, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Unholy night.
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.